And Kathy Dawes again with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Clerk Nancy McCarter, 537-1350. You're going to clarify briefly, too, yeah, when you're talking.
About the ambulances, we agreed to move forward on our county planning, but we didn't vote. That's absolutely how we land. And I guess I used the word vote. Thank you, Nancy, for listening. Well, you're a good listener.
That's my job.
Very good. And I know that facilities you've been taking a hard look at. You had a very busy meeting yesterday. If we have time, we'll go back and go through some of those. But I know we're running a little low. But facilities you've really been taking a hard look at. Yep. And you have some tough decisions to make, Dee.
Well, it's part of the comprehensive planning for the whole county. There were a lot of things that were just bypassed into drainage, roads. We're trying to get it into a plan with a vision of what to do for next 10 years, and the courthouse, the old courthouse, is one component of that.
And we do have a call, by the way. Okay. I didn't realize that till just now, but let's go ahead and take a call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much for talking about the shovel-ready project. You know, we wouldn't have 18 in Riley out past the airport if it hadn't been for Obama's shovel-ready projects and the bridges between Pott County and Topeka that were repaired on 24. What a blessing that was for the shovel-ready project. If we could have shovel-ready on Marlette Road or Angel Swamp River Road across the Kansas River, here we go. Ready or not?
I should be keeping a record of all the different things they're trying to call us today. Our listeners are rather interesting.
We're going to have coffee afterwards down at Vista for everybody that wants to talk some.
Any comments on that at all, Dee?
It's just what you begin as you go to state meetings, and I've gone over to testify three times on fuel tax increases because it can be put on the pump immediately and it goes to dedicated roads. And cities and counties are responsible for 90% of the roads in the state, and the state's comments about the quality of the roads, you just need to drive from Harrington over to Lincolnville and look at how pathetic that road is. And even though it's a state highway, I watched them cut weeds around. There's two guys out cutting weeds around the signs, and somebody's mowing the ditches, and the road is a piece of pain. And I just think whoever's in charge of this needs to rethink what they're doing with what's an invested part of all the Kansas taxpayers, and that is quality highways from farm to market and crossroads that are there. They took Turnpike and put it in the whole thing, and those monies, the turnpike's probably pretty well taken care of, as are the interstates. But our state highways, I can name several. I write them in my book when I go over them. And it's just sad that we have a state of legislators who say they don't have enough money, but they are not taken care of, and they're going in debt. The most recent one is to tax the utility bills to pay for the schools, and that's on the poorest people who are in their houses who have to pay utilities every month. And if they go up $4 to $6 and the utility costs go to the schools, it seems hard for me to understand why a LLC, a limited liability corporation, cannot pay on the income they actually earn some share of operating this state. And I've said it to legislators, and I've said it to others. That's the same with the fuels tax. It's a user's tax. If you get something delivered to your house and you don't leave, they'll put that extra cost, trucking cost, on the bill. There are some complications to it. I've heard from the quick shops and stuff about how much they have to pay for the Discover card and so on to be able to use and sell things that increase their cost, but that's probably in there already. And there's a way to compromise that, but the conversation gets into wild and woolly things up in Topeka to pretend, and they're now at 100 days and we're paying for nothing, or very little. And there's some excellent legislators up there. I'm not criticizing all of them, but the need to put the money back in CAPERS and fund the interest they promised in January. All of those things are going by, and I've said it's kind of like the Bernie Madoff method of funding something, because even the last transportation sweep, $400 million, is paying a current highway bill, as I understand it. I'm wrong sometimes. My husband tells me that. But that $400 million is bonded to pay what we have to do now, and then there's a balloon payment on the end. And I think that's very irresponsible in Topeka, and the taxpayers need to talk to legislators and say, let's get a hold of this thing, and if it requires putting the LLCs back on and some fuels tax to be a solid state so we can do these advanced preliminary engineering things and so on, I don't want it to go up high, but I just think we have to have the three-legged stool.
Starting to hit the counties directly
And Pottawatomie County is probably a little more solid than the ones who had a big fire and they've lost the valuation from Sand Creek Oil. There's some counties out there that are waiting 2 years for the money they should have gotten in property taxes from Sand Creek, which was all of Barber County and all the way out into western Kansas. That money's not coming to them. It's already been in their budget. And under their lid, they can't really get back to where they need to be. We all rise or fall together in Kansas.
Anything else on facilities or highlights of the meeting?
You brought back the facilities. Yeah. Thank that was a good starting question. Facilities, we're evaluating. We've had BG Engineering do a complete assessment and tell us what the difference costs of fixing six different options for us. And we're working through that and trying to use all of the facilities over a 10-year period to the point where we become a county that doesn't have to worry about them every week. Our county office building has a school building attachment that was built in the 1800s. And our old courthouse was built in the 1800s. We have a new courthouse, but the county offices where we expect people to deliver services and expand things like codes and so on, it's got to be modified.
Let's take another quick phone call and welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Question, I know you don't set policy in Topeka, but you know, you're always talking, well, we need to raise the taxes on the fuel, we need to raise our income tax and all that, but I don't hear none of you commissioners saying anything. Maybe the state needs to cut back on their spending. You know, I mean, if they want to raise our taxes 3 or 4% or whatever it adds up to, maybe you guys should say, okay, you need to cut your spending by 3 or 4% across the board. You know, everybody wants more and more and more, and you're in a position to maybe they'll listen to you. Maybe you can kind of say, hey, maybe you need to cut back on your spending too.
Well, I tend to agree with you, except we've had 6 years of the opportunity to them to cut spending, and what they have done is handed the responsibility down to the counties. Mm-hmm. We've picked up, we do the matter of fact, and we figured out how much work we are doing for the state of Kansas and the value of running the elections and doing appraisal, things that we don't necessarily have to do, running the courts, taking care of law enforcement, taking care of health care because we're now up a 14% increase last year. All those things happen because the state pretends they're cutting costs. And I can't not run the ambulance, or I've said, should I run it every other day like we do water when we get in a crisis? So the state of Kansas could do that, but they have not found a way to cut what they have, and it is impacting non-essential things. I don't send any of our money to some specific things, and things that are non-essential will be evaluated as we continue to go, but they haven't cut anything except their revenue stream. That's
right.
Largely the problem.
You just need to, you know, get all together and voice your opinion and say, hey, you guys need to cut your spending too. Help us out here, you know.
There's a little bit of that going on, I think, but I do appreciate the call.
Yes, and I think you have a moment there, but talking to the state legislators, it's got to be a civil discourse, a challenge that some people have kind of bypassed recently, and then you have to be listening to what's going on to Topeka to talk about it. This utility thing only came up a week ago. How do you feel about it? Well, you got their phone number online. A lot of them don't have their secretaries there, so if you send a note to Topeka right now, your response, I sent an email to 8 of them, and I got a response from one. So it's a challenge.
It definitely is. Well, before we wrap up today, anything else you're wanting to highlight today, Nancy?
Just some important dates coming up. All cities, schools, municipalities need to have their budgets to me by August 25th. If not, and if they may have to have a mail ballot election if they go over their allotted budget amount, and the mail ballot election has to be done on September the 15th.
Dee, are we good? I know we could talk all day, but anything else you're wanting to highlight?
We're always good. It's complicated, and that's the one thing that I think we need good people to run for office and be in the cities. We have been meeting with those cities in Pottawatomie County to try and see where we can collaborate, to try and maybe asphalt roads together when they want one main street or something done. And I will continue to reach out across all of the Flint Hills region to find ways that we can try to solve problems of health care and the issues of service in other ways. And I'm interested in schools. Having been a school administrator, I think that the schools will have to look at not always just asking, but some of the things they might have to modify too as this if it continues to go, because the problems are not just at the school. They're across all government services that we can only become so efficient, and then we start being inefficient, and that's scary when you want to send a fire truck or send an ambulance.
And again, a quick reminder that filing deadline June 1st if you want to run for school boards or city office. Again, we've had with us Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee, County Clerk Nancy McCarter. We'll take a break. Melissa Kirkwood, Community Relations Officer with Manhattan Parks and Recreation, will be joining us next. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.